Right, let's return to the train story. Chris Page is joining me from Rail Future. He's the chair there. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, James.
We've got to talk about these changes to the timetable. Are you surprised to hear that we've got these changes this time of year?
What Southwestern has said, it sort of sounds eminently reasonable that there are fewer passengers, but so therefore fewer trains. But it's actually a self-fulfilling prophecy, because if we've heard from people that it makes life more difficult for them, and so some of them, when you reduce the frequency, will find other ways to travel. So you'd actually wind up with the fewer customer numbers that they expect. Which is not actually putting passengers first.
No, it's sort of pushing people away to go and find another way to get where you want to go. And I sort of understand that. Look, they say Southwestern are saying that customer numbers dropped by 12% to 70% over the summer, which sort of sounds quite plausible on the one hand. But if your train, for example, here we are at 8:15, goes at 8:15, and that's the one you want to get, and the next one is either half an hour or an hour's time, the inconvenience is massive.
Yeah, so you'll find a different way to travel. If trains are every 15 minutes, you can just walk up. If they're half an hour or more apart, then you have to look at the timetable, and some people will do something different. It doesn't work for passengers, and it doesn't work for the railway, because fewer people will travel, they'll get less revenue.
And what questions would you throw in Southwestern's direction on this, then?
Okay, well, they actually hint in there what the problem is in their press release, because they say the timetable reduction will help protect the driver training program. They've got drivers basically out of active service because they're having to train them on the new trains. And, of course, staff take holidays during the holiday period. So my question is, have you actually got enough staff to run the full service?
Interesting. Good talking to you, Chris. Thanks for your insight on that. You can read more on this story. And